I'm joined now by Beatriz Soto, who is
the new Latino Outreach Coordinator for the Defiende program with Wilderness Workshop. And it's a program intended to give Latinos in the Roaring Fork Valley a voice in public land issues and get them outdoors and to really enjoy and understand what's going on with our public lands in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond.
And this program launched earlier this summer?
It did kind of start, I want to say late spring, early summer. Mm-hmm. And there was kind of an initial party in Glenwood with music and food. We were trying to get as many people out and just kind of start talking and have the conversation and start to make our faces a little more familiar with the Latino community and get to know. Again, just kind of start a relationship more than anything.
And how was it conceived?
Well, the idea, Wilderness Workshop has been kind of in the valley for over 50 years. So I think they really kind of realized that the Latino population is growing significantly and that, you know, it's, I feel like a lot of these programs really want to be more inclusive. So I think they kind of noticed that they really had to step it up and get a broader part of the community involved.
And how has it gone throughout the summer?
It's gone well. We've done so far, I want to say, 3 hikes. And we've had some out-of-state people and some local people that are kind of in English and Spanish classes, and they're able to communicate and get outdoors with like in a new setting. So there's definitely some relationships between like mentors that are taking advantage of the program to kind of continue their conversations and just kind of expand their relationships with more people. And then we've had kids from like Florida that one of their parents is American and the mother is Argentinian. So they get to experience Colorado in a bilingual setting where the kids get to be outdoors and they get to get explained what's going on and what they're seeing. And at the same token, they practice their Spanish. So it's like a win-win scenario for everybody. And the hikes have been great.
Mm-hmm. Do you have people who don't speak Spanish who come on the hike to pick up a little bit of Spanish? You mentioned these kids.
I don't know if necessarily it's more like a class. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's more of like a social interaction a lot with the hikes. And there have been hikes that everybody, even though there's Latino folk in the hike, everybody speaks English. Mm-hmm. So we end up speaking a lot of English and less Spanish. But at least, it's kind of funny, but Latino doesn't necessarily mean Spanish, I guess. It just means kind of your background. Mm-hmm. So we definitely get people that are perfectly fluent in English and perfectly fine just speaking English, but at least they're outdoors and we're doing, talking right. about public lands, which is what matters.
Mm-hmm. And so this Sunday, is it the final hike of the season?
No, we're going to do one, I think it's the 8th of September, and we're going to Battlement Mesa, and that's going to be another family hike as well. And hopefully we're trying to get some fishing involved. Cool. So that should be a lot of fun as well. This one is the 26th. It's okay. going to be up Red Hill. It'll be fun. It's something a little different because we're providing kind of like a picnic as well. And the BLM staff will be there as well to kind of explain what they do. And I don't know, just get the Latino population excited about the outdoors in general and public lands and conservancy. And we'll explain kind of what Wilderness Workshop role is. And then the BLM will get to explain what they do as well. So it should be a lot of fun.
And all of that is translated through an interpreter.
That's me.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I definitely kind of translate as needed. Again, sometimes we get folks that speak perfect English and it's kind of redundant to mm-hmm. do everything in Spanish when everybody already understood kind of what the theme is or what we're talking about. But we're going to have smaller kids this time. So sometimes the smaller kids only speak Spanish at home. So then I get to translate for them and just make it fun.
Mm-hmm. And have you found with anybody that they're not used to going on hikes and it's kind of an introductory to hiking?
Yes. we had a lady that it was her first time hiking. She was a little nervous. She is from Mexico. And I think this is also a great opportunity for people that sometimes they're afraid to go on there by themselves or they don't have somebody to go with. So it's we go at a kind of a slow pace. So we don't go really fast. It's not like a power hike. It's more of a relaxed setting, and we get to talk, and they get to be introduced to the geography and the plants. So it makes it a lot more interesting to them, and hopefully some of these people will sign up again and just keep coming.
Mm-hmm. Great. And what are some of the lessons going to be from the BLM and Wilderness Workshop on this upcoming hike on Red Hill?
Well, we're going to talk about leave no trace principles. So the idea is, you know, when you go outdoors, just kind of leave places as you found them, and then just really create that conscience to just be respectful, and you're going to go and you're going to look and observe and you're going to be able to have a great experience. But the intent is that when you leave, you just leave things as you found them and you respect nature as much as possible.
All right. Great. And so this being Express Yourself, could you speak a little bit to how expression plays into these hikes?
Well, I believe what we're really trying to do is give the Latino population a voice and care about what they think and what's important to them, and that they understand how the outdoors play such an important role in our valley. So I think it's an opportunity to give empowerment to people and express themselves about their concerns.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
Well, thank you for having me. And I would like to invite anybody in the community that wants to join us. Again, it's Sunday and it'll be from 10:30 to 2:30. And you can register on the Wilderness Workshop webpage. It's free. And we encourage anybody that wants to join us. It doesn't matter if you are Latino or you speak Spanish. If you want to be part of Wilderness Workshop and you want to see what we're talking about and what we're doing, anybody's welcome.
Thank you so much for joining us, Beatriz Soto, program coordinator for Defiende Nuestras Tierras.
Correcto. Muchísimas gracias.
A ti.